Lucky to have people in my life with the power to break my heart.
Extension 720 here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. My guests tonight are in studio to celebrate the release of their new album called Water. They're having a big record release show on Friday night at the Empty Bottle. The Chicago band Dehd, D-E-H-D. It's Jason Bala, Emily Kempf, and Eric McGrady. Bala and Kempf have been steady contributors to Chicago's DIY music scene for over the last decade. Jason Bala and Knee High, and Emily Kempf and Vale, among others. But what started as a side project has become the project of the moment, as the band Dehd and the new album are getting plenty of buzz. Later this week, they hit the road for the summer, but they're with me now in studio. Guys, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Hey, Justin.
Hello.
Good to see you guys. This is, it's exciting. Tell me about this album, Water, because it seems to me that it almost encapsulates a journey for you guys moving into the next chapter of this band.
Yeah, totally. It's kind of the thing that we had to do to get out of the way so we could kind of move on to where we are now.
Yeah, music binding us.
Totally. yeah, because the record kind of came about over the course of me and Emily's romantic relationship falling apart. So. Recording and writing the songs kind of all happened through that, so
no big deal. It's totally chill.
Totally chill. You know, as you write through that process, it's usually a process that's pretty private and it's pretty emotional. But for you guys, you're writing through that process, and the whole world gets to listen to how the outcome of that. Is that how you intended for this to be?
No, it wasn't the plan.
No. I would not recommend. But.
Yeah,
we
just did, basically, in spite of all of the common sense that says you wouldn't do this.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, because writing music is how I process stuff. I think Jason as well. And it just happened that we were processing about each other and then about bigger things outside of us. And yeah, we just did it side by side.
Yeah.
Well, it's
with Eric.
Yeah, with Eric.
We'll get to the glue.
You know. But there's a lot they'll say that, especially when you're talking about romantic relationships, that, you know, a lot of bands in the history of music have broken up. They just say, you know what, we're not going to do this anymore. It didn't work out. It's hard to be in the same room. For you guys to push closer, to get past all of that, to continue with your music, how difficult was that? And would you recommend that to other bands?
Not really.
No.
No, not at all.
Yeah, like, I don't know, difficult. Yeah, it was extremely difficult. It was not a walk in the park. It still is difficult sometimes, but it is truly a miracle. Like, music just is worth it.
Yeah, and we just love playing together. And, yeah. Like, the thing that happens when we all make music together was strong. Much greater than, like...
Powerful.
you know, some personal
hardships
necessarily.
For you guys to play together and to be, obviously I just mentioned, you know, steady contributors to the Chicago music scene for years now, how do you prioritize? I mean, when you have other bands and you have other projects, how does it differ and how do you prioritize this music?
I think for the last couple of years of my life, I didn't really know the answer to that question. And then I just burned myself out to kind of like crazy levels where I was just like sick all of the time. But now this is kind of the focus. So like, you kind of have to choose at some point. I think like you only have 24 hours in the day.
Yeah. And you only have so many life left.
You can only drink so much coffee.
And water.
Do you have to change the way you approach each band, Emily? Is it the idea that you write a certain way or perform a certain way for each band? I mean, how do you sort of compartmentalize when you are in different bands at the same time?
Oh, yeah, definitely perform differently. Like, Veil, I'm wearing, like, spandex, and there's, like, choreographed dancing, and I have a wireless headset mic, and I'm, like, the goddess version of myself. And then in Dead, I am like the scrappiest, innermost, like it's the truest version of me. So that's what I think why I ended up here out of all the projects that I was in. Yeah. And then like in La 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 La, I was like backing up my best friend Lily. So I was kind of like, yeah, in this band, I'm like my full force.
This is your full set.
I don't even think about it. I just like something comes out of me.
And how do you guys write? Do you guys get in a room, turn the instruments on, and work through the songs? Or do you bring songs to the group? How does it work?
Pretty much 100% in the room. Every once in a while, there'll be like a fluke where one of us writes a song that like can be like bent into the shape of Dead or something like that. But a lot of the times, it like doesn't really vibe that way.
Like only a couple of record, I would say. Like Lucky is one of them.
Yeah, totally.
But it's like, yeah, the song was born. It was like meant for Dead. But usually we just start playing instruments at the same time. Every time we practice, we usually write a song.
9 times out of 10, it's way better than anything we could do on our own. So,
yeah.
Obviously, when you're talking about, you know, just the different versions of yourself, it is fun to watch you guys perform because you obviously movement plays a role. You guys are jumping up and down. I would assume that if there's a crowd at the Empty Bottle, you get more into it. Talk about just, I think it gets overlooked a lot, but just how much you move on stage when you're playing the music and where that comes from.
For me, it's kind of like almost essential to like playing the instrument because like I guess I like think so much. Like if I'm not occupying myself with some other thing to do, then I overthink everything and I start messing up. But it's also like just a further extension of what I'm playing. Basically, it's like the physical manifestation of it. And it's fun. Like
it's fun.
2019's the year. It's the year of dance and movement, I think. Like
I mean, every year is the year of dance, but
well, yeah, but we're bringing it back.
Okay. I hope to encourage more movement in the world. But also, yeah, like, dancing is a part of the playing. I mean, I don't even consider dancing, but, like, moving around, flopping around is, like, I play better or more, like, true to what Dead is when I'm flailing around. And it's, like, kind of hard. Like, sometimes it's hard, so it's, like, really fun to be, like, how much can I do that's insane with my body while still playing the notes correctly and getting to the mic when I have to sing? It's, like, a fun game every show.
And to clarify, like, it's not like I'm saying dance has been gone or anything, but, like, there's, like, you know, there's, like, the trend of, like, too cool, just stand there.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Like, and also...
We're not into too cool.
No, but, like, it's nice to be able to make, like, serious music still fun.
Yeah. You know, like, medium cool.
Sure.
You can move around.
Yeah. That's a moderate size movement.
Yeah.
And I read this book thing recently that was talking about vibration. Like, we all are made of vibration and how, like, shaking around and moving around, like, it's energy moving around or it's stagnant and then you feel, like, dull and weird. So it's like, yeah, just jiggling around cures depression.
Cures depression. And you're about to embark on this. You got shows coming up in May and June, hitting the road. You will represent Chicago. You'll be out there and going east, and I think you got some dates coming up in Ohio, Michigan, things like that. How is the health of the Chicago DIY music scene? Being with Dead and getting a chance to see how outside of Chicago audiences interact with you, is Chicago on the map when it comes to the DIY scene in this country?
I think so. I mean, I was just on tour for the last 2 weeks, and literally, like, every town I was in, there was, like, a Chicago band t-shirt on someone in the audience. Like, in towns like Ithaca, New York, and, like, anywhere. Like, it's
Why
pretty
do you think
weird.
That is? What is it about the Chicago scene that is attracting attention?
I think it's, like, it's kind of back to what we were just talking about. It's, like, it's a slightly a lack of, like, being too cool, and, like, people are not pegged down by any genre or something. It's, like, pretty free music making, I think, right now. And people, like, recognize that something's genuine's going on.
Yeah, I think it's been going on for a long time in Chicago. Because I've only been here for 5 years. And that's one of the strongest personality traits. And the reason I stayed was because of, like, the scene here. Not just the music scene. It's, like, music, comedy, art, theater. It's all mixed together. And everybody's friends with everybody. And it's, like, it's very familial and, like, kind. There's not a lot of competition and there's not a lot of, like, snarkiness. And yeah, the too cool thing isn't a vibe here. And pretty much every scene I've been around has a little bit of that. Not that it's, like, the worst thing in the world, but I think it's, like, rare. And it still surprises me that I get to live here and be a part of it. So I think people see that, like, what comes from the heart reaches the heart. And I don't know if it's, like, just how Chicago is forever or if it's just right now, but it's definitely... I feel strong about that.
The band Dead Is, Jason Bala, Emily Kemp, and Eric McGrady. And like I said, they'll be touring the country this summer, May and June. Okay, we're going to play one more song. What are we going to hear from you guys?
Water.
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 This is the song Water on Extension 720. Thank you.